Latino Outdoors was birthed by a blog started 10 years ago by Jose Gonzalez, the founder of Latino Outdoors. Three big questions started this movement. Where are the top Latino-serving organizations? What are the top conservation organizations? And is there any overlap between the two? Joining me on the morning set is Cassie Castillo, the Development Associate of Latino Outdoors. How are you doing, Cassie?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Of course. Can you talk about this intersection between culture and nature and the role that Latino Outdoors plays in making sure that the outdoors are safe, inclusive, and welcoming?
Yes, so Latino Outdoors, we focus on bringing our whole selves to the trailhead. You know, a lot of times we have that joke that we'd get to the trailhead and then we would have to code switch to fit into that outdoorsy narrative. But we're like, no, we want to be our full selves with our cultura, our culture. A lot of the times we show up with our family and our friends, our extended family and friends. And so that is who we are, and that is what we want to embrace. And that is what we want to see also shared as that outdoor narrative. If we're wearing our chanclas or bring our tajin, our burritos and all of that stuff, we're going to bring it in and not look like the traditional outdoor narrative picture that you used to see. Things are expanding. I think our voices are being shared and being amplified. There's still a lot of work going that needs to be done. But I think with Latino Outdoors, we've been able to really pave a path for Latine folks to show up as their full selves.
And it's growing. On your website, I saw events in Wisconsin, Wyoming, Colorado, Illinois, Nevada, and the organization's birthplace, California. This organization now has this international footprint, and you yourself co-founded the Latino Outdoors chapter in San Diego. Can you talk about the impact a resource like Latino Outdoors has on a region that maybe hadn't had this type of support before?
The impact is huge. It's really a space that is created for us to come together in community, for us to come together and have some of those perceived and real barriers broken down. It's a safe space. We can be ourselves. We can come in and learn something new. Again, in a space that's not so intimidating, because there's other folks that are doing it for the first time, or there's other folks here that speak your language, that look like you. And so all of that makes it less intimidating, especially when you're trying something out new. Or maybe for a lot of us, there's some times where maybe our families don't like doing the things that we want to go out and try. You know, within Latine familias, there's a lot of time that is spent outdoors. It's just not called that that's what you're doing. You're being outdoorsy, you know, whether it's a picnic at the park or a walk around the neighborhood. Like, that is outdoorsy. And there's also these other adventures like hiking and camping and kayaking. And some of our immediate family and friends might not be into that or might have not been introduced. That was inaccessible. So it feels very intimidating. But when you have a group of people come together, like, all right, we're going to do it. Like, let's go. We got our backpacks. You got your water. You got your shoes. Okay. You don't need no fancy hiking boots. You bring your tennis shoes. All right, close toe shoes. Cool. Let's go up. You got your water. You got your sunscreen. Vámonos.
Vámonos.
Yeah. And we're learning together. And so that was what was so invigorating when I co-founded the chapter out in San Diego, because I was also learning. I wasn't trained in the outdoors. I also didn't have a science background. So Latino Outdoors really embraces people that come from all different backgrounds. We do have a lot of folks who have a conservation background. You know, they've gone to school and they're doing the advocacy work. They have the science and biology background, and they're coming in with that work as well. And then you have other folks that just love and are curious about creating community and getting to know the outdoors in an extensive way. And so Latino Outdoors really provides that platform and that framework for us to come and explore in a safer and more encouraging way. I created a lot of new friends when I was in San Diego. And as I led outings with our other outings leaders, my favorite part was to see folks at the end who had just met, but at the end are exchanging phone numbers or what's your Instagram, what's your social media handles. And then they're planning their own trips. They're planning their own excursions. And I'm like, yes, this is why we did this, because now we're finding our gente. And that's exactly why Jose went out and created that blog. He wanted to find the gente. He wanted to find the people. And then all of a sudden, yes, exploded into this movement because there are a lot of us. There are a lot of us that were looking, like, okay, where's the other brown person? Where's the other Latine person? Where's the gente so that I can go out and enjoy and not maybe be the only one that looks like me when I do go out and do these things?
Yeah, and making those connections in nature just it feels like so much more special. And I mean, looking at your 2021, a year outdoors, those pictures, y'all look like you're having fun. I mean, I saw hiking, what looked like a potluck, bike rides, bug catching. And one of the big things that I noticed was that it was people of all ages enjoying the outdoors, which is so impactful. I'm getting chills thinking about it because it looks, that kind of thing is important, especially if you haven't had that experience before. And me and my coworker were talking about just having those experiences with animals as well for the first time. Do you guys offer horseback riding or some of those like wildlife interaction programs as well?
We haven't had a horseback riding trip, although there was, I believe, our Philadelphia chapter just had an event where they brought horses out. And so some of the folks were able to pet the horses. But we do visit
Yes.
locations. So that was really cool. I just saw those pictures. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about what it was like to see that very first interaction of like maybe they haven't really been around a horse. I remember riding horse for the first time was a really cool experience, being that close to our animal counterparts.
Yeah, a lot of our chapters have those experiences. We have, like you mentioned, we are present in 22 states, including DC,
Wow.
and there are about 33 chapters. There might be 34. We're constantly growing, which is amazing. And with that, we like to say we are volunteer powered. So we have over 250 volunteers managing and facilitating these outdoor experiences in these different locations. And we have 11 employees. So you can imagine the work that is being done out there by volunteers. So yes, I love after an outing, the leader submits a report. And without those reports, usually come the pictures and the stories, and our executive director reads them, responds to them, and shares them with us. And so I do love reading those stories because then I live, vicariously through that or through their Instagram and their other social media handles. I can go in and see the pictures, like, oh my goodness, this is so much fun. It's happening.
Yes.
A rafting trip. I remember in San Diego in 2020, we started a progressive outing experience for fishing, and we worked with another organization, Outdoor Outreach. For me, fishing, my dad fished, so I always wanted to fish, and he wasn't a part of my life, so I've always had this dream of being able to connect with him, whether spiritually or across through fishing. So it was a personal motivation there. And then I think within our culture, especially Mexicanos and within the other Latine communities that live by the coast or lakes or anything, fishing has always been part of our culture. But at points we were disconnected, we're now moving around, maybe more urbanized. And so we had a group of folks coming in, and we started off at a lake, and we ended up going on a boat out on the ocean. So for many of the folks, it was the first time they were out on a boat on the ocean and then catching fish. And so as the fish were coming in, and the faces, like, oh my goodness, yeah. Sometimes, our lines got tangled and we caught maybe trash, sadly, or we caught each other. But when we caught that actual fish, to see the faces, and then there was folks on board that were preparing the fish so you could take it home. You could take it home whole, or they could skin it for you and prepare it, and then you just take all of that home. So everyone, coming off the boat is like holding their bags of pescaditos, super happy and proud. I was included in that group. I was super happy and proud. I took my daughter with me, and she, of course, caught more fish than I did.
Oh my
But
gosh.
yes, it's the faces. It's the faces of taking someone out kayaking for the first time, and then seeing when they, the nervousness of going out there and the excitement, and then that shift where they're like, oh, I did this. I can do this. This was fun. I'm going to come out here. I'm going to bring my family now next. And that's part of where this movement just keeps growing, because we bring folks in and we provide an experience where they're learning. and we're motivating and confidence building. And then they go out and they share it with others and they bring others. And at that point, it's like, okay, we're learning together. There are perhaps like leave no trace principles. There are these guidelines. There are these things. And so we're learning them together and talking about it and coming together so that we are recreating responsibly, that we are taking care of la naturaleza, or, you know, Mother Earth. And a lot of these things are part of us. We just never had the language to name it that. We did that. Our grandparents, I'm not sure about you, but my grandma saved every container of yogurt.
Yes.
And you know, the tubs in the fridge, we always laugh. Well, ooh, there's a tub of, I don't know, the freezer ice cream. And then later on you pull it out. It's like, oh, it's frozen and noodle. So it's all these experiences and it's all these stories coming together, and we're using our platform to expand that outdoor narrative, to make sure that our experiences are being told and shared, as well as focusing on developing new leaders, developing leaders in the outdoors, so that they can share it, and then providing these experiences for the larger comunidad. And of course, our events are always, everyone is welcome. It's not just for Latinx, Latine, Hispanic. Everybody is welcome to our events. And that's how we're building community. But yes, if you only speak Spanish, cool. If you only speak English, cool. If you have, you know, that Spanglish going, let's work together and let's come together and embrace that and celebrate that and not shame ourselves and get to enjoy, because it's good for our mental health. It's good for our physical health. It's good for our spiritual health. It's a great way for us to develop and nurture that relationship with the natural environment that we're a part of. We're not separate from it. This is how we should be living in exchange between the natural environment and ourselves.
This is Cassie Castillo of Latino Outdoors. And Latino Outdoors has been doing this kind of work for 10 years, which is incredible. And to celebrate that, right now you have a touring micro art show that's actually coming to Denver called Crecemos Outdoors, or We Grow Outdoors. Can you share details about this event?
Yes, I'm so excited. As you mentioned, we are celebrating our 10-year anniversary. We've been holding a variety of different celebrations, and one of our centered treasures here is this art show that's traveling. So it started off in Burbank, and then it went up to Emeryville, and then it went to DC, and now it's heading over to Denver. And from Denver, it'll go to San Antonio, and then it'll end with a big Pachanga fundraiser in the Bay Area. Our founder, Jose Gonzalez, is an artist as well, and he designed our logo. So if you look at our logo, he designed that. So he brought in his artwork, and that is another way that we can share and amplify our voices and our stories, is by using art to show our experience. This show has commissioned art pieces from Latinx artists and also photographs from our archives. So some of these photographs from different outings, from national campouts, and then outings from some of the different chapters. And this is our way of coming in to be able to share ourselves being seen in the outdoors. And this is how we experience it. And so there's a variety of different pieces, from like the photographs to acrylic work to watercolor, a visual media offering. And it's a micro art show, but this is a way for us to come into communities and share it with others outside of our community too, as a way of sharing our cultura, sharing our passion for the outdoors, and also celebrating our partners, celebrating our volunteers. And hopefully this maybe grows and we do an art show a year, because yes, art and outdoors, they go together.
Yes.
There's a lot of ways that we can enjoy and do that, from watercoloring when we're outside and taking those photographs, those memories. This is part of our memory building.
Well, thank you so much, Cassie. I'm so excited to be able to learn about this movement as I live here. And I'm also, you know, I come from New York, upstate New York. So we do have the Adirondacks, and outdoor, you know, is a big part of the culture there. But here it's just a whole other level. So I've wanted to get in touch with nature more, and also my culture. I'm Puerto Rican, and I am
Boricua.
Yeah, Boricua. I'm in a I'm at a point right now where I'm really trying to get more in touch with my heritage and learn Spanish, be around it more. So this is a really unique and special opportunity, and I'm just excited that I could, you know, participate in it. So thank you so much, Cassie, for sharing more about the micro art event touring through called Crecemos Outdoors, as well as about Latino Outdoors as well. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Thank you, Abby, for having me. Thanks for your curiosity and wanting to know and sharing our story.